John Green's best-selling love story, The Fault in Our Stars, has become a cult classic for young adult readers. Well, now the movie version, starring Shailene Woodley as a teen with cancer, is opening this weekend. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco talked with young fans who are beside themselves with anticipation.
Every tween and teen I talked to could quote their favorite lines from the book.
I only go on a roller coaster that goes up.
I fall in love with you the way I fall asleep, slowly, then all at once. Okay?
Okay.
Giselle Whaley and her classmates Sophia Lucia, Kiara McDonald, and Sheena Sandow are on the playground at Lincoln Middle School in Santa Monica, California.
I think it's the best book I've ever read in my whole entire life.
Giselle is 13. She says she and her friends plan to go to the movie's first screening tomorrow at midnight.
I've never reacted this way to a book. Like, I've never loved a book as much as I did The Fault in Our Stars.
Really? It's bigger than, like, Hunger Games or...
Oh, yeah, way bigger.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. Bigger than Divergent.
Yes, I think so. Way better and bigger.
It's not a futuristic fantasy, but a very real love story between two teens who meet in a cancer support group, Hazel Grace Lancaster and Augustus Waters.
Some moments she'll be really happy and outgoing, like, happy to have Gus, and the other moment she's just, I want to die already, I want this to be over with, I hate this, and then Gus will bring her back up.
He's kind of like cheesy in his own way. Yeah.
Cute and cheesy.
No, I want a man like Augustus Waters.
I kind of want a love story like theirs.
Giselle, Sophia, Kiara, and Sheena have never heard of the hit 1970 book and movie Love Story, with its motto, love means never having to say you're sorry. They're too young to remember when Titanic or even The Notebook first came out. Their teacher, Sarah Greenfield, who's 41, says John Green's novel is much better than the book she read as a kid.
It's real. It doesn't dumb down for the students. It doesn't feel like it's a kosher middle school book. I think they perceive the relationship as one that they could recognize as really happening. A lot of them also have parents or grandparents or family members who've been through an illness, and so they feel that deeply.
And they're certainly not alone. At the Children's World Bookstore in Los Angeles, slightly older teens also quote from their favorite book.
Some infinities are bigger than other infinities.
16-year-old Rebecca Adler and 14-year-old Marika Brooks say they're huge fans of The Fault in Our Stars, and they consider themselves to be what author John Green calls nerd fighters.
Not someone who fights nerds, but someone who fights for nerds.
Anyone who wants to look at the world in complex ways.
Marika says she's read The Fault in Our Stars at least 8 times.
He's very big on not making this a quote-unquote typical sick people book, and he shows that just because they do have illnesses, it doesn't mean they aren't normal people. They're completely normal people. They're spectacular people who are funny and sarcastic and have interests and hobbies just like everyone else, but they also deal with death and dying and illness at such a young age, but it's not in a depressing way.
Noah Lewis, who's 15, interrupts with one last thought.
If this movie isn't good, they'll have a lot of pissed off fans, so pressure's on them.
The Fault in Our Stars, the movie, opens Friday. Okay? Okay. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.